All right. So that last one was Midnight Snack by Home Shake, which I feel is very appropriate because I'm about to, you know, shake on home and probably have a 2 hours post-midnight snack. So thanks for listening. You've been listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Reform Radio. It's been Kale for Sale. Thank you for tuning in. Enjoy the rest of your night.
Gonna turn, walk away. Bartender screams, last call. Suddenly it feels like I've never been there at all. You're a two-footed cowboy in a hailing night. Just another lost shadow in the red neon light. Trying to find the words, but nothing seems right. Just a two-footed cowboy. Alone again tonight.
Doing okay, if I'm gonna be honest. Not much to complain, but my heart breaks for the rest.
This is Kate, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Welcome to another hour with Folgers in Your Butt. So far, there's just two of us, but maybe the others will roll in soon.
We hope so, at least.
Carol got swipe access, so
this
we're set.
This is a big night for us as first-time DJs. Lit into the fold.
So it's 2 a.m., so let's hop right into it.
And so off that, we're playing you 2 a.m. by Slightly Stupid.
Thank you. Memories don't go.
What up? Not a second of dead air here on Forges Down Under.
Oh, no.
Well, we've got a third member here now.
Whoop, whoop.
It's me.
It's me. Your boy.
DJ Cyril, too. Can you introduce yourself?
I'm Talia.
Nice. Carol received a text from Talia a few minutes ago saying, let me in or I'm going back to bed.
That was an expletive that preceded that. We can't say that on air, but this is the most aggressive text I've ever heard from Talia Smith, which really says something about Talia Smith.
I'm so tired.
Prime slot of 2 a.m. on a Monday morning. Indeed. And so what do we just hear?
Or a Sunday night.
So we just heard 2 a.m. by Slightly Stupid. That was the first song we played. I think we already introduced that one, but who knows. and then the good old classic, Red Red Wine.
Such
by
a classic.
UB40.
Such a fucking classic. Oh, such a G-damn.
And we just heard the song Nowhere Near by Yo La Tengo.
The game of the hour is to guess who played which song.
Wait, yeah. That is the most fun game.
If you call in, we won't know how to answer it, though, so you can guess.
Wait, there's actually like a little printout thing. We could probably like figure it out, maybe. So I would encourage our listeners. Wait, what are we going to call them? Grounds? Our groins?
Ew.
Something to do with coffee?
Ew.
Wait, we have a Res Barista on there right now.
Okay.
So. Talia Smith, can you let us know what some coffee-themed affectionate names for our listeners?
I couldn't tell you.
Well, obviously she's a fake employee, and the rest is not a real job, hot take.
And let's hear some music.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, I have to turn this on. That's why.
Okay. We can just talk over the music.
We are. Like, we just hear.
Don't.
happens every night. Present company excluded every time. Present company, the best that you can find. Talking like a jerk, except you are an actual jerk and living proof that sometimes friends are mean. Present company, expect it. Present company, just laugh it off. It's better than it seems. Present company, excluded in every way. Present company, makes me wanna stay. Oh.
And we're back. So we just heard two songs. The first one was Nana by Polo and Pon. And the second one was Dance Yourself Clean by LCD Sound System.
Both excellent tunes, both very different from the reggae songs we've been playing up here.
Yeah.
It's true.
That first song is a big suggestion from our friend Gabrielle Pompin.
Yeah.
She'll be here sometime.
Yeah, look.
Maybe.
Look out for
Can't
that. We'll drag her along at some point.
Yeah.
Well.
Well. I'm being looked to lead the conversation right now.
Well, DJ Kate, or was it DJ Shubidoo?
Shubidoo
is sitting in the big chair right now.
I know, I am
that
DJing.
That was me last week.
Are you DJ Cyril?
Yeah.
Even though I don't even have a training portal account. Somehow
take.
Made it through training, but never made an account.
Kate's not a real DJ.
I'm not a real DJ, but I'm here. I just use Carol's account.
Yeah, it's
fun. Oh my God.
It's like when you take your friend's Netflix password just to watch free movies.
Wait, does anyone have anyone on the Netflix right now?
No.
I have one of my friends on my Netflix.
Wait, that's a huge thing.
That's a commitment.
Only have two people. You know what I mean? You can only have two things.
It depends, actually. You can pay more to have more people. Oh, I only have two people, though, so it is kind of big. It's my family's Netflix. No. That's how little we use the Netflix. My granddad even uses it sometimes.
Interesting.
He watches The Crown. Which is a great documentary about the life of Queen Elizabeth. It's okay, it's a fiction, but it's based off real badass queens.
You like the Queen of England? I
do. I would say that. Liz, my gal, if you're listening.
Why does everyone call her Liz?
Well, no, it's just me because you only have two British friends, Talia.
I know. Excuse you, you don't know how many British friends I have.
Oh my goodness.
Tell us, how many do you have?
I have three.
Oh, wait, who is the third one? How dare
you?
You
don't know him.
Oh, wait, last night, there was this person called Izzy. I don't know if anyone knows this.
No.
Anyway, it's this person I don't really know. And I was introduced to her at a party, and then she was like, oh my goodness, like, you're in my burlesque. And I was like, I'm definitely not in your burlesque. And then she was like, no, you're 100% in my burlesque. And I'm like, yeah, maybe I am. And then she was like, there was this British girl who like came into my burlesque and then dropped it. And like, I am 100% sure it's you. And I'm like, you're drunk. But I really wish I was in your burlesque.
It's probably Ellen.
It was Ellen and I look nothing alike. Nothing alike.
Ellen and the two of us used to get confused. People would call me Ellen to my face. And I'm like, what the
What the G's?
What the heck?
What the Folgers in your butt?
And with that, we should go to our next song.
Oh, who are we hearing?
We are going to hear...
It's Andrew
Pack. Oh, yeah. It's
The Bird by Anderson .Paak.
Bird is the word.
Thanks for that.
A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with
beep
a word.
Beep boop, beep
boop. A bird with a word.
Was taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through.
Pew, pew, pew.
I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. I'm repping for the longest cycle. My uncles had to pay the cost. My sister used to sing to Whitney. My mama caught the gambling bug. We came up in a lonely castle. My papa was behind them bars. We never had to want for nothing. Said all we ever need is love. We see the same thing. We sing the same song. We feel the same grief. Bleed the same blood. You grew up in the home beside me. I always had a friend to call. How could I make it here without you? I pray I leave before you're gone. A bird with a word came to me.
base of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do. A bird with a word came to me. The sweetness of a honeycomb tree. And now I look what's taking over me. Couldn't fake it if I wanted to. I had to wake up just to make it through. I got my patience and I'm making do. I learned my lessons from the ancient roots. I choose to follow what the greatest do.
it serves 100 ships a day. Lonely sailors pass the time away and talk about their homes. And there's a girl in this harbor town, and she works laying whiskey down. They say, "Brandy, fetch another round." She serves them whiskey and wine. The sailors say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl. A braided chain made of finest silver from the north of Spain, a locket that bears the name of a man that Brandy loved. He came on a summer's day bringing gifts from far away, but he made it clear he couldn't stay. No harbor was his home. The sailor said, "Brandy, down, Brandy walks through a silent town and loves a man who's not around. She still can hear him say, she hears him say, "Brandy, you're a fine girl.
Well, we just heard some songs. The first one was Jumpin' Jack Flash by Rolling Stones. Shout out to my dad if you're listening.
Shout out to
dad. Hey, dad.
Second one was Clubfoot by Kasabian.
Kasabian.
Sorry.
It's a British band, so I wouldn't expect you to know. Very popular. Great. Which all the listeners know. Hey, listeners.
I don't actually believe you're out there.
Do you exist? And then we just heard Brandy. You're a fine girl.
You're a fine girl.
By Looking Glass.
Just, I always love it when song titles have parentheses, you know?
Yeah.
What were they thinking when they did that?
Right. How do you read him, too?
I don't know. I think the second part's like a whisper to yourself, you know?
Mm. Just in your ear from behind. You'll go, "Hey, Brandy, you're a fine girl. Do you want a drink? Drink this brandy."
Stop. Gross.
Talia has goosebumps right now.
Okay. Carol, take it away.
Yeah, so I'm going to read you guys a PSA, public service announcement. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. This is a big topic. Very controversial.
Of course.
I just want you guys to listen to these facts, these bare facts. Number of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs. Any guesses, listeners?
Probably a lot.
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
This, each day, seven. Kate?
I would guess more than that. Probably double digits.
Double digits?
Seven, I stand firm.
54.
Oh my god.
Double digits.
Double digits.
There Wait, double digits is so much more vague than...
I was kind of not impressed, but anyway. And the number of human beings wait, this says a number of Americans, and then it goes to number of human beings. Okay. That have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history. This is a big statement.
Also,
are we guessing this one
seven?
Too?
Seven. Yeah. Total.
Zero.
She knows.
I do know.
Zero people have ever died from medical marijuana, from being blazed to help their mental health or other ailments. Zero. This has been a PSA from WFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
Yeah.
So there's just some numbers to dwell on at this lovely hour on Sunday night.
You're getting ready for that work day today.
Thinking
in a few hours, thinking about medical marijuana,
or thinking
just
that
planting
maybe
a seed in your mind.
Maybe you'll have four paracetamols instead. Wait, what would you call them? Tylenols. You have four Tylenols instead of one to carry your hangover. Don't do it.
In case
it's
you're
bad for you.
At 2:49 a.m. with nothing to think about,
except potentially dying of an overdose of prescription drugs, which is actually a very big problem in this area. There was a great piece about it in the Daily last year.
This is so dark.
It is really dark, but it's an important issue, pressing.
That's true. It's 3 a.m.
Are we going to chat about this on Folgers in your butt?
No,
all right.
Or shall we just listen to music?
No, I want to talk about how much Google knows about us.
Amazon's looking to be a pharmaceutical distributor, which means that they would have access to all of our medical records. Just a thought I thought I'd put out there. Some people don't have a problem with that, but I personally do.
That's a big brother is with us. Wait, that's kind of messed up.
Yeah.
We're going to live in a world where, you know, you don't even have to, you just, the targeted marketing towards someone just going to be like so on point.
Also,
it already is.
But it's even
do
more.
Do either of you guys have the little guards on your like MacBooks and
I
phones?
Don't know.
I don't get why people have those. Like, the government does not give a...
But also, like, what are they doing that they think that needs to be covered up? Like are they...
It's just your face from a whole bad angle.
Unless you're jacking off, like, square and center in front of your laptop, then I don't really see what the problem is.
Maybe I don't either.
Dealing drugs.
And
the
also just
the
fact that people think that the government's going to want to watch them doing, like, mundane things. It's like, no.
Yeah, if
do
I was
you want to watch me do my homework? It's really exciting.
Do you want to watch me browse Instagram?
I do it all the time, so it's the big content on my phone.
True. Do you ever think about that with Trunk at Tufts?
No.
Where how we have that. Two-factor authentication, but only for Trunk.
What's so, like, I feel like it's so
but
people can't
think about
do your
SIS.
Assignments.
Think about SIS.
Wait, no, SIS is more important.
I have all my financial information,
that's
all my
so
personal
true.
Information, all the classes I've ever taken, all the professors, all their contact information, all my grades, all my, like, everything personal about me is on SIS, and there's not two-factor authentication.
But I feel like you can't really, like, mess up. You can't do something to someone if you have their SIS. Like, if I logged into your SIS, what could I do exactly? And I can't do much. I could look at things.
You could pay my room lockout bill.
$10.
Oh.
Wait, you get charged for that?
Yeah.
After the first
how
time.
Much?
$10.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it's kind of the worst.
Someone should pay my overdue library fines. There's $50 worth of
$50? Oh, my God.
I kept books for 3 weeks after they were due.
Okay, that's quite a while. No, wait, I know someone.
Nerd.
I know someone that didn't hand in their markers on time.
Markers?
Like a dry erase, and $124.
That's just
my God!
It's like so
wait,
extortionately
when you
more
say
than the pens.
Not on time. What do you mean by that? Like hours not late?
I
did they just
I
steal
did,
them?
I did not.
I feel like that's a replacement fee.
Yeah.
Yeah, $124 worth of Expo markers.
I have a book
what?
And I looked on the back of it and it was like $5 and they said replacement fee $120. I'm like, dude,
it's an average. It's an average.
Oh, is it?
Well, I suppose because you have some books in there which are worth like $400. That might all go to textbook.
It's worth $400.
Yeah, STEM textbooks cost
that's
a damn
messed up.
Lot. But then like other, but if you like, I suppose if you average the cost.
That's stupid though.
It is really stupid.
Yeah.
That's actually, it's kind of tish.
Textbook prices.
Excuse me. Yeah, but I get all of my textbooks on PDF anyway.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But your textbooks might be on like $15. Mine like
$300. There's like three archaeology majors at Tufts.
Wait, who are you? This is gonna,
oh
wait,
God,
we need
yeah.
to do we need to do a
to
blast.
Me.
We should do like a meme
I'm
and it's gonna
to find
be the
you.
Theme as just like find Talia. an archaeology major and they can call in.
I could put one of those ads in the newspaper for lonely people, you know, where they're like seeking friends.
Seeking love.
But not really.
But not.
I just want to know that you exist.
Camaraderie.
Classics doesn't count, just saying.
Classics is fake and archaeology is the real stuff. Wait, I really wanted to tell you guys about this video that I watched about the Google borders, but I feel like we're running out of time.
We have
that's okay.
Minutes.
We have minutes. We have.
You
some
sure?
Time.
Do you want to close off with a song?
Sure.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, so do you want to start, tell the story and then we can.
Okay. Wait. So really quickly. So basically, Google Maps has a function like whether if you're in one country, it shows a certain kind of map, and if you're in another country, it shows a different map. So there's those of disputed borders around like the India-China border.
Mm-hmm.
And then it shows different in different countries. But in Nicaragua, was it Costa Rica and Nicaragua? Yeah, it was a border between Costa Rica and Nicaragua. And Google Maps had, like, got the border wrong. And so Nicaragua just was like, we're going to take this land because it belongs to us.
Really?
And that was in 2014.
Wow.
How funny is that? That, like, a Google Maps, a corporation has kind of say in, like, national borders. Because before it'd be like countries would just make their map and they'd be like, this is my map. And then another country make another map and they'd be like, this is my map. And then they'd fight about it. But now Google is being like, this is the map.
National borders are arbitrary. Just wanted to say that.
Yeah.
State divisions cause problems.
State divisions. Wait, the maps of America, maps of Africa as a continent over time. Absolutely wild. Pre-colonialism?
They're completely arbitrary. They were drawn by colonial powers.
There's straight lines just for thousands of miles.
Yeah.
No rivers, mountains, people. Like, what is Chad? It's literally a square.
Dude.
But so is Let Colorado.
Chad didn't choose that, you know?
No.
It was probably some dude called Chad. He'd be like, oh, that's my that's country. Just I'm just going to call it Chad.
Some square.
I'm a fun square.
I'm actually writing an essay on that right now.
Oh, so. Wait, really? I'd love to hear about
on
it.
Mapping. Colonialism.
I find that extremely interesting.
Extremely.
I actually do find that extremely interesting. Oh. I'd like to not take the class and you just distill all the knowledge that you have
really
from the class.
Class.
And talk to me about it.
Okay. Cool.
Shall we get back to one more tune?
Play a tune. Does anyone have anything cued?
Yeah. There's a song cued.
Cool.
Make sure you see what it is.
Excellent.
Okay.
Great.
Bye. We're still talking, even though the song is playing. Just thought.
Everywhere I go, people stop and they say, 25 years. for the light.